Creating Your Own Personal Beach of Time. In this chapter, you'll be introduced to a different level for your psychic experience. It's called your personal beach of time. That sounds really relaxing, right? It's a deeper level than the basic psychic level. When I work psychically, I usually pass through my basic psychic level, my round golden room with candles everywhere. Sometimes I stop there for a little and see if there's anything my spirits want me to know at the moment, before I move on to my personal beach of time. But why a beach, you might wonder? Well, to begin with, the image of a beach and the sound of the waves are automatically relaxing. And as you know, relaxation is crucial for our psychic work. Here are some of the things you can do there. 1. Communicate with your spirit guides, guardian angels, and those who have passed on to the other side. 2. Achieve your goals. 3. Get rid of unpleasant events. And 4. Solve conflicts. Your personal beach of time is a direct gateway to the spirit world. You will be able to communicate with those that have passed on and tell them anything that you feel like or get answers to your questions. You can even confront those that have hurt you. This is the aspect of your psychic development that can help you heal your soul and get guidance from your spiritual guides and angels. Also, you'll be able to plant your goals into your subconscious mind. The universe will support you in achieving them. Of course, you'll need to take some action as well. Before you dive right into learning how to create and use your personal beach of time, I would like to give you a couple of helpful tips. Tip number 1, using the outside view. When you use your personal beach of time, it's important to look at it occasionally through an outside point of view. That means, look at your experiences with a little bit of distance, as if you were an observer. This will help you to understand the messages you will receive, and then you can work with them. Tip number 2, open-mindedness and receptive. You will also want to become open to the guidance that you receive. You can actually learn to speak and receive guidance from the spirit guides and guardian angels through your personal beach. Questionnaire number 3. There are some important questions that you have to ask yourself when you seek to enhance your life with your personal beach of time. Please refer to the Book of Wisdom for the following questionnaire. Please pause your CD now. Gain access to your personal beach of time exercise. Go to your meditation space and clear your mind as you have done already a couple of times on this journey. It will be getting a little easier now. The more you practice, the better you'll get at it. We know you've been practicing. It will reap you great rewards. Let's get started. Go to your deepest psychic level. Once your mind is clear, see yourself on top of a spiral staircase with 5 steps. Tell yourself, when I reach the last step, I will stand on my beach of time. See yourself stepping down the steps. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now standing at a beach. The sky is dark with a few stars. From here you can, for example, call your spirit guide, guardian angel, or passed-on loved ones. Achieve your goals. Remember, we'll have a goal-setting workshop later. Get rid of unpleasant events or solve conflicts. Calling your spiritual guide or guardian angel. While standing or sitting on your beach of time, say, I am here. Then wish deeply for your spiritual guide or guardian angel to sit or stand next to you. Now you can talk to them. Take your time and have patience with their response. Tip: when you ask them a question, don't concentrate on their answer. Instead, listen to the waves of the ocean. The answer will come to you. Contact a loved one that has passed. If you seek to talk to a loved one that has passed on, you'll want to visualize that person and request that your spirit guide or guardian angel bring them to you. Once you can see them, say the things that you feel are left unsaid or ask the question that you need answers to. Here's the part where you'll have to be patient and receptive to answers that you will receive. You must be willing to accept what you get and not try to hear what you want. Achieve your goals. Later in this manual, at the goal-setting workshop, you'll have a chance to define your goals. In the end of Section 1, you will get step-by-step instructions on how to achieve your goals of health, career, relationships, finance, and love. Getting rid of unpleasant events. See a wire or line hanging in the air in front of you with no end and no beginning. An empty picture frame is moving from the left in front of you. Picture the unpleasant event in this frame. Now the frame is moving to the right and keeps moving until you can't see the frame anymore. You can also repeat this several times until you feel no emotion anymore when you see the unpleasant event. Tip: don't repeat it too much. Otherwise, your subconscious mind focuses too much on the negative event. I notice usually after 3 times that it has resolved. Now you see the picture frame with the positive outcome of the event moving from the left in front of you. Take the frame off the wire and put it next to you in the sand. Solving conflicts. When you're arguing or fighting with someone, try to take a deep breath and go mentally to your personal beach of time. Now picture the person you're fighting with and see yourself explaining your point in a calm manner. See the outcome of the conversation that you'd like to have. Now see how the person reacts to you. Tip: try to say as little as possible after doing this technique. It's better to try and find an excuse to leave the scene for a moment. Going to the bathroom works best for me. This way, the other person has a chance to receive your message. You can apply this technique at work or in your private life. Always remember to journal your experiences to deepen your abilities.